don't know about everybody else listening, but I am pretty exhausted. I feel like for some people, Friday is like such a long-awaited day. You just want to go out, be able to have fun, let loose. For myself, that's the last thing I want to do. All I want to do is curl up on my couch and read a book or watch some TV and eat some comfort food. So this one's for everybody that prefers to stay in on Friday nights. You're not any less cool just because you like that. So right now it's just me, but I will hopefully be joined later by Alex. But yeah, I think today him and I are going to be talking about topics in therapy. So another little caveat, little sidebar to that topic of conversation is songs that feel like therapy. And I'd like to start your morning off with one of my favorite songs. And I swear, listening to this song makes everything at least 10% better. It's a song called I Miss That Feeling by Tennis. It was released 5 years ago. And actually, Tennis is coming to Vancouver on April 20th. And I am going to go see Tennis. And I'm super excited because they create some of my favorite music. I believe they're a husband-wife duo from somewhere in the States. One of those like obscure indie bands from the States, but they create really beautiful touching music, and I love the vocals and I love the motifs in the music, and I hope you enjoy. Every little thing that I've ever known and all of the love that I've ever shown. That was Tennis's I Miss That Feeling. What a beautiful song. Elena, she just has the most unique, beautiful voice. The next song I'm going to play is a song in collaboration with Jordana and TV Girl. So the song is called Summer's Over. This song is very personal to myself. Like I said, the theme is kind of songs that are therapy. So Summer's Over got me through a pretty rough breakup. I don't know, there's just something about how nostalgic the lyrics are and how they kind of make you really tap into yourself and really feel the emotions that are difficult to feel. So this is Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. Hello again, that was Summer's Over by TV Girl. The next I'm going to play, I actually recently wrote an essay on it. So the essay topic was, it was a creative writing class, was to listen to a song and kind of think about what that song meant to you when you first listened to it and what it means now. And the song I'm about to play is New Kid in Town by The Eagles, and that song was introduced to me by my high school boyfriend. I was very in love with him. I thought everything about him was amazing, including his middle-aged man taste in music. But for like a year after we broke up, listening to that song was just too hard because of all the emotions that would stir up. And then I listened to it again in the first year of university, trying to like feel those strong emotions again, and I couldn't. And I was really panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, I'll never be able to feel again. But I realized that the power of the song had kind of lost its grasp over me. It was still really important to me, but there were new songs that took that kind of space in my heart, and new people that did the same. So this is New Kid in Town. It's a very calming, therapeutic song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you.
That was The Eagles' New Kid in Town. That is a really, once again, beautiful song. And now we're kind of going to be switching it up. We're going to play a song that is not nearly as relaxing or as calming, but I still think it's therapeutic. I think therapy, in my mind, it kind of means unlocking all of your emotions, whether they be kind of calmer or controlled or maybe more angry or rebellious. And this song is a song by Willow Smith. It's titled Maybe It's My Fault, and I've been listening to it nonstop on repeat for 3 days. And I think it's a great song. I think it's great post-punk revival. I'm so glad Willow is kind of leaning into rock vocals more. I think she's got so much talent for it. I know that by listening to it so much, I'm absolutely going to ruin the song for myself, but I've accepted that fate. And if it doesn't show up on my Spotify Rewind, I will be severely confused, because when I say it's been on repeat, I mean it's been on repeat. Willow's Maybe It's My Fault. Once again, very emotional song. Next, I will be playing Go, featuring My Land by M83. It is a song with people that are actually going to be performing in Vancouver on May 9th, and I think I am lucky enough to be able to go see that concert and cover it. So here's Go by M83 featuring My Land.
Station. Can't get you used to patience. Wish time. at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy. Boing. Yep.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Good morning. Hello. It's Nicole, and I'm back with Alex.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
How's it going?
It's going. You know how it is. University.
Yeah.
I actually just took my driver's test yesterday.
Oh, really? How'd it go?
It was great, but the guy was like, oh, how's it going? I was like, oh, it's okay. He was like, just okay? Like, are you doing all right?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I just want to drive around for half an hour and get
really
my license.
This is not something that I'm like super stoked to be here for.
Yeah, and I also have dog spray on my keychain with my car keys. And he pointed at it and was like, it's a good thing to have as a woman.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, actually, funny story. Like, the reason why I have that is because, like, I had a stalker. And
you did?
Yeah, that was a stressful 2 months of my life.
I bet. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I hope my stalker is off doing other things and not harassing other women. Anyways, but the driving instructor, the driving tester person was like, he was like, you had a stalker? Tell me all about it. And I like told him about it. And he just like went on a rant for the rest of the test being like, being a woman in today's society is so terrifying. And he was just like, you know, just like you have to live your life in fear. Left turn here. And it was just
hold
like
up, pull up against this curve. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, inequality is woman face. But yeah, it was a bizarre half an hour of my life.
You're like, I'm just trying to drive.
Yeah. No. Literally. He passed me. He's a real ally. That's how.
Yeah.
You know.
What happens? He just says all that and just doesn't pass you.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I understand. Women face a lot of oppression.
Yeah. You're like,
alas.
You're like, so I passed or.
Yeah. Anyways. That was a fun little...
Congratulations.
Thanks. I can now drive more than one person in my car.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not like I drove anyone before. I just...
Right.
Yeah, I just, you know... I think I drove more dogs than I did people. Hmm. Anyways, Alex is joining us.
Yeah,
20 minutes late.
Yeah, apologies.
Yeah.
Had to take the 99.
The 99?
To here, yes.
Oh.
I had to rip as quick as possible out of my house. I've just come from therapy, which is our subject for today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Topic?
Yeah, I feel like when we talked about doing this, like, filling together, you were like, oh, so I'm going to be 20 minutes late because I have to be at therapy. Yeah. What should we talk about? And I was like, therapy. And we were like, all right, cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah, how was therapy?
It was great. I don't know. I think there's, speaking of, I think there's kind of sometimes this expectation to go in and you will have this great revelation or life-changing talk / discussion. And you're like, wow, this is crazy. I am so much better and whatever. But sometimes it's not like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's totally cool.
Yeah. Sometimes it's kind of just like, well, I got some things off my chest and
yeah.
I noticed a new plant in the corner. So
yeah.
Take what you can.
You know what? That brings me to our first song.
Yeah.
That I brought today.
Yeah.
It's called Where's the Confetti? And sometimes you feel like, you know, where is my celebration after I just finished this? And you got to be okay with
it. Man,
like,
you weren't kidding about these corny
transitions. I told you. I have this all, yeah.
In high school, I used to carry around a pocket of confetti. And I just like.
You just throw it around?
Yeah.
Why does that not surprise me?
You barely know me.
I know.
Okay, anyways, here's where the confetti, not where's. It's just where the confetti.
Where the confetti.
By Jev, period.
Jev, period.
Okay.
Let's listen to it.
Yo. Niggas get shot, like the camera ready. Like my shooters working Polaroid. Niggas got Grammy energy. I got Sosa Wall, sober thoughts. Trying to get this liquor I've been sipping on. Living on my last bread. Chopper still sing like it's lab bread. The lab bread, please. I'm richer than Devonport. With that holy grail, nigga. I fill it with seven pours on that brown liquor. Drinking till my speech has got a slurm. And I see the cracks, the dimension windows. Narrowing, see they use their civil spoofs for heroin. Fuck rock, though. When I'm shooting outside your glass house. Freezing until a nigga falling. That's up, please. Never took Zans, I took Sensu beans. Cold as ice, play tag with my Jesus beast. Tell anxiety to suck my dick. I went from panic attack to protect. Went from plan of attack to attack, nigga. I'm two-faced any. I can wish a nigga well and drop his gun pennies. I'm invisible. Read it like the young Kindle. Got more bars to sell signals. Heart ain't empty, it's simple, be sinful. Cause mostly y'all still hating out. When your favorite licking up to me like a nosebleed, nigga, please. I was like you, took an Alice employee, now I'm owner. Diamonds colder than the flu season and pneumonia. When the mic's still bloody, nigga, this ain't toner. When the gang need hard, I'm a fucking donor. Homilics, I ignorance, get to die, hypocrites. Samurai, villainish, danger like some syphilis. I know niggas put the pyramids. I know shit ain't sweet, but some licorice. Cause if you think outside the box, they might put you in the box. Get down, they already knowing the strokes. I'm the type to catch it, throw it back like a shrimp life record. Came back like I resurrected. The fact that the vendor is fuck all my nemesis. And it is the relatives, not playing with your averages. It's flattery, then you fuck with Jeff. Negative, fuck your girl right. Back to sleep like a sedative. The crown on my cranium is negative. I've been on your asses for 5 years consecutive. The band's all white like it's rectified. Know you sick inside when you see a nigga drive. Surprise, nigga, I'ma roll out the window and start shooting. Everybody had a pity party. I got targets on my back. Y'all got V's on your back. Ain't scared of your niggas, Bernie Mac. Confetti, niggas get shot like the camera. With the confetti, niggas get shot like the camera. Ready. Yes, sir.
That was Where the Confetti by by Jeff, period. I'm just reading it as it is. Anyways, we're back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry.
No, no worries.
Had a cough there. Let's talk about some hot take.
Hot
take? A hot take about therapy. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I think my hot take is when it's time to leave, it's time to leave.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I think it's so funny because I feel like I'm in therapy mostly because I really struggle with relationships and friendships.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I really struggle with staying too long when it's, like, not good for me anymore or, like, just cutting it off like a snap judgment.
Mm.
And funny enough, I've actually been doing the same thing with my therapist. I've been seeing him for, like, 8 or 9 years. And I'm like,
it's a long, for, like, two or
three years. Yeah, for 2 or 3 years now, I've, like, known it hasn't been working for me, but I've been too scared to take that jump. Mm. And obviously, I can't, like, talk about that to my therapist.
You're like, I don't know how we're working out.
How long have you been together? 8 years.
Yeah, like, potentially, like, if you had another client that had a therapist.
Just let's super talk about hypothetical. This, like, crazy hypothetical.
Yeah, it's super hypothetical. I'm in this 8-year relationship, and I want out.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there, and he's like, it's sounding really familiar.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. Anyways, but yeah, when it's time to leave, it's time to leave, and I think when you know, you know.
Mm.
I should just take my own advice, but for, like, dating. But yeah, when it's time to leave, it's time to leave. You don't really need a reason why. I think that, like, even if you're just not feeling it or if you can't really feel completely open or if, like, the boundaries feel weird and the nature of the relationship feels off, like, you can leave.
Yeah.
There, I promise you, your therapist is not the only person in the world that can help you.
True.
So it's a big ocean. There's a lot of fish in the sea. Anyways, what's your hot take, Alex?
Definitely different than that.
Okay.
Not really related to, like, sticking around, but I was talking this with our mutual friend, our shared mutual friend, Lucy.
Shout out, Lucy.
Shout out, Lucy.
She's definitely not listening right now.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
She and I were in agreement that the idea that, like, when people say, yeah, hey, everyone should be in therapy.
Yeah.
I completely disagree.
Share. Do tell.
I think... I don't completely disagree. I think a lot of people who should be receiving counseling and talking through some stuff don't go. And those people should definitely be in there.
Yeah.
But I think it opens the kind of opportunity for people to say, hey, because I'm in therapy, I get to act like such and such, and I am actively working through it. It's kind of like if you are saying, hey, I'm in therapy – and so...
therefore, I'm absolved of all guilt?
Yeah.
I'm absolved
from, like, needing to grow outside of that, right?
Because
I'm doing it in here, and I'm... But if you're not working towards a goal within therapy and you're just going for no reason, for me, at least, it kind of seems like you're not actually trying to implement change in your life. Rather, you have this outlet you can go to dump your... feelings onto, and you're not trying to actively grow outside
of that. Yeah, you could, like, do that to a potato.
Yeah, or a wall.
Yeah, a potato's a little bit more interesting. You can, like, draw eyes on it.
And I was talking about this today with my therapist. Like, I think people have this idea that you go into it, and it's your counselor or your therapist is going to be a person to just say, oh, yeah, like, you're totally feeling this way. Like, legitimize how you're feeling, and that's just not true. Right? A great therapist will not just comfort you and say,
and
yes.
And enable you.
Yeah, exactly.
That really reminds me of my friend's parents. They've been to 5 different marriage counselors.
Wow.
And every time, it's always her mom that's like, this person isn't working for us. We got to go somewhere else.
Mm.
And it's always because the counselor is like, hey, I think you're in the wrong, mom.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic.
Okay, let me, like, counter.
Sure.
Not counter, but, like, agreed and disagree.
Yeah.
I think that everybody could be a happier, better person.
Yeah.
And I think that therapy is a tool to unlock that.
Okay.
But, like, you know, it's like you have a tool. You got to know how to use it.
Right.
And I agree in the sense that I think a lot of people misuse therapy.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, weaponize it against other people. They're like, you can't tell me I've been hurting your feelings because I'm in therapy and I've been working on that.
Yes.
But, like, in an ideal world where everybody was willing to grow and do the, like, hard conversations, I think everyone would be in therapy.
I think.
But that's an ideal world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say ideally, like, we wouldn't even need therapy because everyone could talk through about everything that we're going
on.
Yeah,
well, that's, like, levels of ideals. Yeah,
and expose, like, oh, this childhood trauma that I experience is, like, really shaping the way I, like, feel about certain stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I can understand where you're coming from. Yeah,
but, like, unfortunately, we are in, like, this reality, and there are some people that are going to be, like, oh, you can't tell me.
Yeah, I get to be a terrible person.
Yeah, because I'm in therapy. Yeah, you can be in therapy and still be a terrible person. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Cool. Corny transition number two.
Yeah, we're really making these seamless, hey?
Seriously. Too young to die. You are too young to die. I don't know.
What is too young to die?
I don't know.
What is an appropriate age? The philosophy major is really coming out.
Really?
What is an appropriate age to die?
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody does.
I don't know. But
you're too young to die, too.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. A, like, stick bug might disagree because their lifespan is considerably shorter, but luckily we don't have a stick bug in studio today.
Yeah, but we do have Jamiroquai. This is Too Young to Die.
Discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest, a trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roaster's Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, you sure are.
You sure are. What do we got? What are we doing?
I was actually thinking about that. I feel like I had a pretty... I feel like the moment I knew... Like, I've always been like, do I really need to be in therapy or am I just dramatic?
Is this part of your transition?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But, like, this is just, like... God, we're not on the same wavelength right now.
Sorry.
It's okay. But I, like, had a breakup with someone, and I immediately, like, spiraled into, like, an existential crisis. And I was like, I don't think this is normal. I could be wrong.
Oh, I mean...
But I don't think it is.
I think it is. I mean, sometimes, like, do you feel like you're... Do you feel like you merged your identity with this other person too much?
I was with him for a month and a half.
Oh, that is a quite the short amount of time.
Yeah. Anyways, but I was like, yeah, I should be in therapy.
Mm.
This is good. But, like, what are we doing? And I was thinking about that, and I was like, I've grown up in Vancouver. This is my home.
Yeah.
I've lived here my entire life, born and raised. And I've never, ever had the, like, urge to get out.
Really?
Until recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, that's pretty unique.
Like, 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
I was like, that's it. I'm going to Australia.
Fair enough.
I'm going to Australia for 2 years.
I heard they have great visa programs.
I just
want to
be high on vitamin D.
Yeah. The seasonal depression hits in Vancouver, especially.
It does. It hits three seasons out of the year. Yeah. It hits four, which is just telling me I might just have regular depression.
It's true. But you could make it through to summer. Summer is great.
Yeah.
Maybe hang in there until summer, and then have you thought about exchange?
I have thought about exchange. I think I will apply. My mom told me I should.
Sweet.
Yeah, she was like, it might serve you to get away from us for a little bit.
Totally.
I was like, I like that you're self-aware, mom.
Yeah, you're like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Go live your life.
go somewhere that's not here.
Yeah, right. Okay, this next song is pretty cool. It's from one of my favorite record labels, Big Crown. They sign... We'll hear another song from their label a little later, but this is brand new. This just came out.
Like when? Like how brand new?
Month? 2 months?
Oh, okay. So it's like brand new, brand new.
Brand new, brand new.
And it's funny. The song is titled I'll Never Leave.
Which, ironically...
That is so... I didn't even realize that.
I know.
Man.
Have you seen
You're brilliant.
Have you seen the whole track list? It's all like that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we'll all these song titles are kind of like therapy related.
I'll never leave. I'm out.
Speaking of Nicole's new moving on.
Nicole wants to go to Australia.
Nicole moved on from... her old pet therapist to move on and is not sticking around, which I guess is the opposite of what this song is talking about.
I'll never leave my integrity to myself.
I'll never leave my passion for experiencing new things. And
yeah.
There you go. Enjoy.
Thank you. after you win, don't make a sound now. Just float with the waves into the shore. Girl, I always want you coming back for more.
That was "To Wait, I'll Never Leave" by Les Imprimés. I don't speak French, so.
What did you take in high school?
I was a Spanish immersion student.
Oh, wow.
So that's the U.S. I mean, like, Canada has French immersion.
Yeah. And Mandarin immersion.
Yeah, well, like, French immersion and Mandarin immersion exist in the U.S., but, like, the big immersion is Spanish.
Okay, so you did Spanish.
Yeah, I did Spanish
immersion. Because you're American.
Because I'm American.
Are you a dual citizen?
I am a dual citizen.
Whoa. Luckily. What's the part of Canada?
My dad is from outside of Toronto.
Ontario.
Yeah, I know.
My nemesis.
You're biased.
I don't know. They call it Ontario for a reason. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you've never left Vancouver, so.
I have. I've been to Ontario.
Well, like, yeah, but you haven't lived there. You haven't moved
it. No, I haven't, but I would live anywhere in Canada.
Except?
Ontario and Alberta. I stand by that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I considered moving to the prairies.
Really?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about seasonal depression. That's like just.
Grass.
I mean,
grass.
Hey, people like it.
The school I considered going to in the prairies, I remember going to a university fair.
Yeah.
And they were like, I was like trying to talk to them about their programs.
Yeah.
And they were like, and we have a brand new authentic pizza oven. It's stone. And I was like, oh, so like,
that's
tell
a huge
me,
selling point.
I was like, tell me about the student societies. And they're like, and you can pick your own toppings.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're like, wow, this is a big deal.
Yeah, they were really excited about that pizza oven.
Yeah.
Anyways, this next song has nothing to do with therapy,
no.
as Alex mentions.
It's just fun, and it makes me feel good, because I'm having a great Friday.
Are you?
Nicole, are you having a great Friday?
Nicole is having a tired Friday, but I feel like I've been having a tired 2 months.
Fair enough.
But maybe, I don't know, I'm really excited. I'm seeing a friend who I've known since, like, the 10th grade. Don't give me that look.
Okay.
No, but she's coming over and I'm cooking dinner.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
She actually, I like told her that that I was like going to see a new therapist and that I got a new diagnosis.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm really happy that you found something that is going to hopefully make your life better. And I was like, that was the most supportive answer I've gotten in a while. Like I told another friend that I was like looking at new therapists.
Mm.
And the other friend was like, has anyone ever told you that you're exhausting? So that was hurtful. But this like, this friend of mine that I'm seeing tonight is like genuinely just so like sweet and supportive and,
that's awesome.
And bubbly. So I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for you.
And you're having a great Friday.
I'm having a great Friday.
You've got a lot to look forward to.
For many, many reasons. And
some of which we cannot disclose on air for legal purposes.
One might say that. No, no, no. Nothing like illegal.
That's, nothing illegal.
Sorry, that insinuated that it was something
illegal.
Nothing illegal.
Nothing illegal.
Just, you know, I woke up and it was sunny.
Yeah, I really love that it's light out when I wake up.
And also when it's 6 p.m. and I have like the craziest late lab and it's still sun.
You
it's
have
still
labs
like light
in
out.
Econ?
Well, like a tutorial.
Okay.
Or whatever. Okay. I don't know. Tutorial.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's really beautiful to like hear the birds chirping.
Yeah.
And
so.
And, like,
that just made that just boosted my day.
Friday.
Yeah. Cool. Well, here is Tokyo Reggie by Masayoshi Takanaka. Tokyo Reggie by Masayoshi Takanaka, I believe. Yeah. And
correct.
Just makes me feel good. This last song is by one of my favorite bands. I saw them in September, opening for Lady Ray, which is also just awesome. Brain Story. This is Mnemophobia, which, funnily enough, was picked out because mnemophobia is the fear of remembering
memories,
an old past, which is a lot of what you do in therapy. Not all of it, but yeah. It's really productive. It can be really productive, be hard, challenging for sure, but and so you shouldn't be scared of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's Brain Story, Mnemophobia. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. This will be the end of our impromptu fill-in show talking about therapy. Nicole just stepped out for a meeting. But yeah, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.